This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, it's Tuesday and therefore time for our Common Health segment. And here to tell us more is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, Carrie Goldberg. Hey there, Carrie.
Hey, Meghna.
So I understand that today's story has something to do with exercise.
It does. It has to do with the periods before and after exercise, with our warm-ups and cool-downs. And the story begins a few weeks ago when the late Senator Ted Kennedy's daughter, Kara Kennedy, died. Although she was only 51, it was reported that she had died soon after a workout at her health club. And so that kind of raised the question in my mind of what is with this period after exercise? Is it, in fact, a danger zone?
And you found out from talking to people that there is a danger zone right after exercise.
Yes, there definitely is. And this post talked about how the way to lessen the danger of that zone is through cooling down.
So a lot of people read that post, including someone quite familiar to both of us.
Yes, including my boss. And my boss here at WBUR told me that, in fact, that post had ruined his life. And I did not want my next job performance review to have life ruining in it, so I figured we'd probably better do a follow-up.
Okay, so your boss is John Davidow. He is basically our digital czar. He oversees all digital content at WBUR.org. Mm-hmm. And so what did he tell you about why it ruined his life?
Well, you see, John does this really wonderful thing, which is that several mornings a week he plays pickup basketball super early in the morning, and he gets a very vigorous workout, and that's all great. The problem was that after every game, he would feel very pressed to get on with the rest of his day, to get to work, and so he did not really cool down at all. He would basically just shave and go on with his day, and now after my post, he was convinced that he would drop dead while he was doing it. This was not a good state of affairs.
John's office happens to be actually right across the hall here at WBUR from ours at Radio Boston, so a little earlier today, we ambushed him to come clean about what he really used to do regarding cool downs after those pickup basketball games every morning. So here's what he first told us.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
A little nervous laughter.
He's
there.
Slippery.
But really, he was a good sport about it. And he said this is actually what he used to do to warm up before games.
I was stretching before playing, but apparently that does not suffice according to the doctor's orders.
No, it does not. Right, Dr. Bagish?
Correct.
Let me just introduce you very quickly. You just heard the voice of Dr. Aaron Bagish. He is the Associate Director of the Cardiovascular Performance Program at Massachusetts General Hospital, as well as the cardiologist for the Boston Marathon. He talked to Carrie and John about the importance of warming up and cooling down. So, Dr. Bagish, tell me, why isn't stretching good enough before and after a period of intense exercise?
Well, first of all, John's great. He's the poster child for doing the right thing, but just not doing it the right way.
Dr. Bagish, before we get to the specifics of warm-up and cool-down, I wonder if you could take us a little bit into the physiology of what's actually happening in the heart in that, you know, 5 or 10 minute period after an intense workout. Why is it a danger zone?
Well, the heart's like any other muscle, any other organ. When it goes from rest to being asked to work very hard, it's a stress, and the heart feels that stress. And the heart adapts best or performs best when that stress is introduced gradually over a period of, say, 5 to 10 minutes. The heart rate picks up, the amount of blood that the heart's actually asked to pump increases quite dramatically, and the heart's not perfect. If it's weak, this is a time when problems are most likely to develop.
But Dr. Bagish, what is a good routine for cooling down?
So the cool down and the warm up are identical. They're just mirror opposites. And the idea is to spend, again, 5 to 10 minutes going from your resting state to a pretty vigorous level of activity where you're starting to sweat and breathe heavily. And then you transition into your workout, whatever that may be. Running on the treadmill, riding on the stationary bike, playing your basketball game. And once that's completed, the cool down is the exact same thing as the warm up, just in reverse, where you go from still working quite hard to gradually coming down back to your resting condition.
And it only really needs to be just 5 minutes long?
5 to 10 minutes is ideal. A good rule of thumb is by the end of your cool down, you should be talking comfortably in full sentences, and the majority of the sweating and heavy breathing should be under control.
Dr. Bagish, one of the current bits of exercise wisdom that is becoming more and more popular is that if you don't have time for a full-fledged workout, you should just sort of sneak exercise into your day. Like you should take the stairs instead of taking the elevator or just do a few jumping jacks when you can. But how do warm-up and cool-downs figure into that? So, for example, let's say that I take 10 flights of stairs. What do I do when I get to the top?
The ideal way to do it is to make the first flight your easiest, the middle four or five flights the hardest, and then the last of those 10 flights, again, easy to allow the body to come down from the stress.
So that's encouragement right there, because you know we've got to take the stairs here every day. So I'm going to give it a shot, Dr. Baggage, I promise. But I did promise that we're going to hear a little bit more about what happened to our boss, John Davidow. So apparently this morning, after his basketball game, he told us that he did indeed spend a couple minutes cooling down. He snuck upstairs to the elliptical machines and spent 5 minutes sort of winding down after a great basketball game. And he told us how his friends reacted. Let's listen.
One guy who is the person we all want to grow up and be, he's 80 years old and he's still playing full court basketball, turned to me and said, "Where'd you disappear to?" And I said, "Well, I'm now cooling off after I'm done." And it sparked this entire conversation in the locker room.
So, Dr. Baggish, do you see that as a hopeful sign that maybe John could evangelize about the importance of cooling down?
Absolutely. When John and I first spoke, I said, all it takes is one guy to show the rest, and they follow suit.
And Dr. Baggish, apparently you told John to think about the importance of wearing seat belts as an analogy. Why is that?
I did. He was basically saying that, like most things in life, once you get into a specific habitual way of doing it, that it's hard to break that. And he didn't actually have an interest in exercising for health. He just did it to have fun. And so the analogy that we worked through is, well, you don't drive your car to wear a seatbelt, but when you're in the car, you want to do it as safely as possible. And part of that is wearing a seatbelt. Same is true for exercise. Even if you're not exercising to stay healthy, why not do it in a way that makes it as safe and as healthy as possible?
We have a little more tape from John on exactly what was going on inside his head when you told him about the seatbelt analogy.
When he asked me if I wore a seatbelt, which I do, it gave me pause, like, why wouldn't I do this? Was I 5 or 10 minutes behind schedule this morning? Yes. Probably a good investment in those 5 or 10 minutes. So if you saw me at work a little later today, that's why.
John's such a good sport. But here's the kicker. Here's what he said after that.
I mean, we'll see if I keep up.
I'm going to keep nagging him, actually.
So that's really the important thing, is to integrate it as normal a part of your life as anything else, right, Dr. Baggish?
Absolutely, and I hope as soon as John tails off that Carrie does another blog to remind them of how important this is.
Dr. Aaron Baggish, Associate Director of the Cardiovascular Performance Program at Massachusetts General Hospital and the cardiologist for the Boston Marathon. Dr. Baggish, thank you so much for joining us.
Meg and Carrie, always a pleasure.
Well, Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan. And if I could just put in a quick plug, Common Health is running a user survey right now about how you'd like to see us change our coverage of health issues. So please come onto Common Health and take the survey. It's just 5 minutes.
And we'll put a link to that survey and Carrie's reporting on the importance of warming up and cooling down at radioboston.org.
Tomorrow on our program, Mark Zuckerberg says he wishes that he hadn't forsaken Boston for Silicon Valley, but many people think that Boston is forever stuck in the second tier. We'll find out why. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mossy, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Gautier Giacomoni and Julia Lasagna.
Tim Skog is our technical director. We're getting help this week from Eddie Mazulis.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.